From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, citing previous ineffective U.S. efforts, Wednesday outlined a new policy towards Syria, one of increased diplomatic action and open-ended military mission.
The United States will maintain a military presence in Syria, focused on ensuring ISIS cannot reemerge. Our military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of Islamic State and Al-Qaeda.
ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria suffer an enduring defeat, do not present a threat to the homeland, and do not resurface in a new form. That Syria never again serves as a platform or a safe haven for terrorists to organize, recruit, finance, train, and carry out attacks on American citizens at home or abroad or against our allies.
The Secretary of State cautioned American withdrawal from Syria would restore President Bashar al-Assad and his brutal treatment of his people and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position.
Syria remains a source of severe strategic threats and a major challenge for our diplomacy. But the United States will continue to remain engaged as a means to protect our own national security interests.
Meanwhile, the UN announced a new round of peace talks next week in Vienna, days after a Russian-sponsored meeting on ending the nearly seven-year conflict. Ethiopia has freed major Oromo opposition leader Merera Gudina following his arrest in 2015 in the wake of anti-government unrest. He said his release didn't surprise him.
All along I was telling them that it is not helpful to them to detain me. All alone.
The leader of the Oromo Federalist Congress was greeted by thousands of supporters. Hundreds were killed in 2 years of violence triggered by allegations of official land grabs in central Oromia province. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, in a Reuters interview Wednesday, accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions. He praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies, but said Moscow appears to be filling the gaps. The Russian Foreign Ministry, meanwhile, criticized the one-day summit in Vancouver, Canada, on ways to maintain pressure on Pyongyang. RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett was asked about that.
There's been a strong sense that the Russians have been violating the agreements and that bringing them to that meeting was only going to have them throw up problems into the meeting and suggest that nothing ought to be done. And I think there were enough countries there who were prepared to try to increase the pressure on North Korea that they were going to proceed with countries that were more supportive.
Russia, not invited, said it puts UN Security Council authority into doubt, aggravating the security situation on the Korean Peninsula. The UN Wednesday warned hundreds of thousands in the Democratic Republic of Congo could soon starve because of persistent conflict, displacement, and a lack of funding. Jean-Philippe Chauzet of the International Organization for Migration said millions are without enough to eat in rest of central Kasai region.
People have been displaced so often in the Kasai, they've missed now three planting seasons. And if you don't provide that kind of food assistance now to kind of bridge that gap, people who've been living off foraging in the forest, they will suffer.
He said one out of every seven Congolese will need humanitarian assistance, double the number in 2017. In the northeast Nigerian city Maiduguri, suspected Boko Haram suicide bombers killed themselves and 10 others and wounded dozens in an attack Wednesday. Two of the bombers struck a market in the Muna Garage area on the outskirts of the Borno state capital. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Trump administration's policy in Afghanistan is working and said talks between the government and the Taliban, along with the peace process, are closer than ever before.
And what we've seen more than anything is the Taliban is greatly weakened and has recessed and is close to coming to the table, and that's exactly what we want.
Just back from talks with Afghan officials in Kabul, Haley said they're saying that ending terrorist safe havens in Pakistan is vital to their peace and stability. UN mediator Matthew Nimitz Wednesday offered up new proposals to resolve the 25-year-old dispute between Greece and Macedonia over the name Macedonia.
I think in the next month, 2 months, a good period in which we should know whether we can make some real serious progress here or not.
He declined to comment on the ideas he presented, but didn't think it was realistic to expect Macedonia not to have Macedonia in some form in its name. Greece objects, insisting it implies a territorial claim on its own province of Macedonia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.